Okay, we're on. Okay, the Gemara continues on the Beis Min Aleph, towards the end of the skimming lines. V'halach ha'yachid v'asa shogeg al pihem. V'nisni v'asa al pihem, shogeg lamli, right? Obviously, if he's osa al pihem, he follows the Masechet Pesach of the Beis, then he is v'shogeg. Why do you need the extra word? Amar Rava, first version of Rava, answers. Shogeg lasui yehor bezin shechila motor v'nischal v'lo chela v'shuman v'achlo. Okay, so the first lashon of Rava is going to be parallel to what we'll see later in the name of Rav, that Alpiham means what we think Pashat Shad Mishnah, and Shogeg comes to include that he made the double mistake. Number one, he heard from Bezdin that it was Mutter, and number two, he thought this was Shuman that was not even questionable anyway. So he thought it was Shuman, he didn't realize it was questionable Chaylev. Even if he had known it was questionable chaylev, he would have believed Bezdin that it was mutter, and he ate it, and he is still potter, because he's still considered told of Bezdin, even though he made two mistakes, one on his own, one in Bezdin. We attribute it to the mistake of Bezdin, and we call him a told of Bezdin, and he is potter. For Ika Damri, right, the second lashon is the opposite. Amr Rava Shogeg al piyam hu de potter. Okay, either or, not Shogeg al piyam, two things. But shogeg al pihem, the only kind of shogeg that is potter is al pihem. Other kinds of shogeg are not. So only if he just heard from then it was mutter and ate it, he is potter. That's told with bezdim. But if he made a mistake and thought it was shuman and didn't realize it was the questionable chaylev, then he would be chayev because he made his own mistake. Milsim shidle the rabbi kami boy le the rami bar chama. The boy rami bar chama horu bezdim shchaylev mutter mischalav lo b'shuman va'achlo mahu. Okay, so rava. It was Pashatim, we don't know which way. There were two Lashonos, and Rav Mechar had a question. Amar Rava, Toshmat, Halacha Yachid, Va'asa Shogi Alpihem, Ve'chuli Shogi Alpihem, Lamali, Lav, Vasu Yehor, Bezin, Shechil, Matav, Shechal, Lachel, Vashom, Vachalo, Pator, Dilma, Shogi Alpihem, Vata, Pator, Vashal, Lachel, Vashom, Vachalo, Chayav, Ika Dami, Amar Rava, Toshma, Halach Yachid, Va'asa Shogi Alpihem, My Lav, Shogi Alpihem, Vata, Pator, Vashal, Lachel, Vashom, Vachalo, Chayav, Dilma, O Shogi, O Alpihem. Okay, just remember if I made the question, and Rava, the same to Lashomno, so either it's posted one way, and the Gemara says maybe the other way, it's posted the other way, and the Gemara says maybe the first way. Biplunta, Horu Bezdin, Shechelev Motor, Mishchalev Chelev Shom Bachalo, Rav Mepadre, Yochanan Omer Chayev. Okay, this is a fact, an old machlokas, a long time before Rava. Rav said it was Potter, and Rav Yochanan said it was Chayev. Meisve. We ask Gekasha on Rabbi Yochanan how he could say Chayiv Me'amha or it's Basosa Prat Lamumer. So the Tanakhama says Me'amha Oretz. The Pashat Peshat in the Drosh is Me' is always a Niyot from and not some of and not all of. Some of the Amha Oretz are Chayiv, not all of them. The normal Amha Oretz are Chayiv, who are the from Yidden. But a Mummer is not Chayiv Karbon, someone who does, without getting to the Sugi later on, does this Aveira all the time anyway, so he can't bring a carbon and get kapara. Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi, Omer Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Hariyu Omer, without getting into the Gersa here, Asher lo te'asenim shgaga v'yashem, O Hoda. Right? He does it b'shogeg. If he finds out, then, he will bring the carbon, etc. What's the Joshua? O Hoda, Shav mi giyoso, maybe carbon shigaso, or Shav mi giyoso, any maybe carbon al shigigaso. Except mainstream shot here. Excuse me. If he would have shoved, he would have changed his mind and refrained. If he would have refrained had he known, he brings a carbon. Meaning, if he did it because he didn't know something, he brings a carbon. Ain't no shoved nigiyaso. If knowing wouldn't have helped, then he doesn't bring a carbon. He's restricting bringing a carbon to only what's called shoved nigiyaso, which is someone who did it because he didn't know something. Luyusir, if he had known that, he wouldn't have done it. He only did it because of an ignorance of a certain thing. That's when you bring a carbon and say you can attribute it to a particular shgaga. So what does this have to do with us? So the Gemara asks, V'yem Isa halo shav midi asahu. If so, if Rabbi Yochanan says, Chayev, what do you mean? He's not shav midi asahu. He thought it was Shuman, didn't realize it was questionable chaylev. Even if he had known it was questionable chaylev, he wouldn't have refrained from eating it, because Bezin said it was mutter. So how is he chayev a carbon? It's not shav midi asahu. So Amar Papa, because Amar Yochanan came in Chimisi to the Beidina, Hadriyahu, Nami, Hadriyah, Shami, Yasa, Karinan, Be, Vechayav. Okay, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yochanan holds that that since it is Shabbi Diyaso, you're right, if he had known it was Gresh Mochelev, he would not have refrained. But if Bezdin had corrected their mistake, they would have told him. If Bezdin had told him they changed their mind and corrected their mistake, and he would have known, so Shabbi Diyaso, if he would have known, A, that it's Gresh Mochelev, B, Bezdin would have told him they changed their mind. So there was a mistake that he could have known. Okay, it would have taken a few steps. You'd have to realize what it is. And Bezdin would have to change the mind. Bezdin would have to tell him. But it wouldn't be Shav Midiyaso. If he knew everything he needed to know, he'd be Shav Midiyaso. Therefore, that's called a Shav Midiyaso. Okay, maybe we will stop here for now. So first of all, just a few technical points. Number one, it's interesting that Rav and Rav Yochanan argue here. They're arguing whether this guy is Potter, right? Whether this fellow is Potter, if Bezdin is Mora and he makes this extra mistake, etc. We already mentioned on the base that Yachad Sha'asavaras Bezdin is always Chayev against our Mishnah. So we Paskin, of course he's Chayev, because a Yachad Sha'asavaras Bezdin is Chayev no matter what kind of mistake it was, whether he was told of Bezdin or not told of Bezdin. So why did Rav and Rav Yochanan argue if we Paskin is Chayev anyway? So that seems to be a machlokes, or rather it is a machlokes. Rabbeinu Chananel here says that, he just has one tiny line here. He says that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, let me just find it. Rav Marpater, Ver Shmuel, or Rabbi Yochanan, there's different yourselves, say, Chayat, Perish Ledas Tana Damas Nisen. They're arguing according to the Tanah of our Mishnah, not according to Halacha. So Rabbi Yochanan had no problem saying they argue according to Shita we don't paskin like. The Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam doesn't say a whole lot. That's not true. The Rambam does bring this in. The Rambam brings this in the context of not Yochid Shasabar Raz Bezdin, because we paskin, there's no such Torah as Yochid Shasabar Raz Bezdin. The Rambam brings this in the context of Rov Tzibur, who followed a Tosaf Bezdin, and the Rambam says that if someone, when Rov Tzibur followed Bezdin, did this exact thing, right? He brings down this exact case. Niskavin lechol shuman v'achal chelov hakeva shehitibrua. He tried to eat shuman, and in the end, he ate the questionable chelov. They were matter anyway. Mariz achayev because he was not being told of Bezdin. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam, why did the Rambam bring this down? He assumed that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan couldn't argue according to Shita we don't paskin like. Usually Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argue, they should, unless they say they're only being the Farisher and Shita. They're arguing the Halacha. How are they arguing the Halacha? Because even though our Mishnah is a Shita we don't paskin like, it also is a Nafkamina of the Halacha. What's a Nafkamina of the Halacha? If Rov Tzibur, 51% of the Jews, followed Bezdin, and this guy also followed Bezdin, but he thought it was Shuman and he ate it, then Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and Machlokas would still be relevant. Rav would say he is Potter together with the rest of the Tzibur, because he was told of Bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan would say Chayiv. So therefore, they're arguing according to Chacham. Okay, that's a technical point. Rabbi Yochanan also thinks they're arguing within our Mishnah and not Lahalacha. Guess a Mishnah explains the Rambam, seems to be a proper explanation of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam bring it down? Because it also has enough to mean Lahalacha. If 51% of the Tzibur plus this guy did it. okay. Another interesting question is before we get to the question of the Shagas Aryeh and the Mishal Melech, why does Rav think you're Putter? So here he is. Mischalef lo chelev b'shuman v'chuli, right? Rabbi Yochanan or Shmuel, there's different gersos. Says Chayav, Rav says Potter. Why does Rav say Potter? So, excuse me, sorry. If you look at the Rashi, the top Rashi in the second column of Rashi says, Rav Amar Potter, The Tolev of Bezdin Havi V'Yachash Asavaras Bezdin is Potter, meaning according to this stage in the Gemara. Why does Rav say Potter? Rav says Potter because of Tolev of Bezdin, meaning what's the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan here? If you're Tola, you're really two things, two independent mistakes, right? Number one, you believed the best that it was Mutter. Number two, you thought it was something else anyway. So which mistake do you attribute it to? Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not a Tola Bezdin, and Rav says you are a Tola Bezdin. The Mishnah Melech, however, assumes very different. We'll see in a moment. Mishnah Melech says, why is Rav Poter? Anyone? Exactly. Says the Mishnah Melech. He strangely says, and that's what Rashi also says, which is a funny thing, or Akiva Eger on the side says, I don't know what you're talking about, Rashi says, Pum Fakir, it's exactly the opposite. He says, because Eino Shav Midiyaso, and he has a diuk from the Gemara. His diuk from the Gemara is that, at the very end, the last time we read, said, Rav Papa says, Kosover Rav Yochanan cave in the Chimisid of Medina Hadribu and Ami Hadribu Shav Yasa Krimay. Rav Yochanan thinks this is called Shav Yasa. He didn't have to say that. He could have just said Kavan, etc. Since he said Rav Yochanan thinks it's called Shav Yasa, the Diuk is, but Rav thinks it's called Eno Shav Yasa. So, excuse me. So he says Rav Pater is because Eno Shav Yasa. Rash says Rav Pater is because of Tolev Bebezdin. Okay, strange, he attributes it to Rashi, unless you want to say he thinks that Rav holds that the whole Torah of Tolev Bebezdin is the Shav Midiyasa.
I was thinking it sounds like that's not his motion.
Really?
He says, the main thing he does say is Tolev Bebezdin, but he does also say,
I didn't think it. I don't think Rashi says it at all. If you look at the last Rashi on the part we read, he says, what if he was Stam Osal Pihem? Well, there is in Rav Yochanan. He says, even though he shoved me the Aso, but he's told the best. And I think he considers two different things. Okay, you can tell me if you find a Diuk. excuse me. If you find a Diuk, etc. Okay, so we have, if we want to analyze the machlokas of Rav and Rav Yochanan, either according to the Mishnah Melech's Derech, they're arguing that Shav Midiyaso, right? Does it count as Shav Midiyaso if Bezdin would have to change their mind and tell me in order for me to be Shav Midiyaso, right? So here's a, what's the Yisod of the machlokas? The machlokas is Dine Shav Midiyaso if I and someone else being Bezdin, would have to realize is that called Shav Midiyaso, right? If just I would have to realize that's called Shav, that's classic. I thought it was the wrong thing, and then I realized. What if I would have to realize, and someone else would have to realize that called Shav Midiyaso, or is it not? That's not called, because Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan thinks it is Shav Midiyaso, Rabbi thinks it's not Shav Midiyaso. The interesting question that I hinted at is, what if only someone else would have to realize, and not me? Like, I was a classic total Bezdin. I didn't mix anything up, just Bezdin told me the wrong thing. Is that called Shav? Would Rav call that Shav Yasa or not? We don't know. Maybe say that's classic total Bezdin, Zayn of Shav Yasa, maybe not. We'll leave that as a question. What about according to Rashi? What's the Yisod of Machlokas? So I pointed out in the, what's the Yisod of Machlokas according to Rashi? So I pointed out, it doesn't seem to be they have a general machlokas here about whenever there are two mistakes, what the din is. Because the sugya in a few places in Shasa had two mistakes. Called Helim Zev Zev Yadav. What if you had two mistakes? Do you attribute it to one mistake or the other mistake? Etc. And there Rav doesn't talk, and Rav Yochanan doesn't talk, and Shmuel doesn't talk in case that's the Girsa, and Rav Chava doesn't talk, and Rava has an Ibaya. While here, Rava, we don't know what he holds, but we know he holds it for sure. So clearly, they're two unrelated sugyas. So what's the Yisod Machlokas here? So I'm not sure. This is not discussed by the classic Mefarshim. So we can only speculate. L'chora, the Yisod Machlokas is either, you could about which mistake is more significant. Maybe they're just arguing, look, you got to pick, there are two mistakes. You got to pick which mistake is more chashuv. And then you say, that's the mistake which you halakhically categorize it as. And then you can say, on the one hand, no, the mistake of nischalav lo is more chashuv. Because that's what you did, mistake, your mistake, not someone else's mistake. So therefore, if it's your mistake and someone else's mistake, we attribute it to your mistake. On the other, you can say, no, the Aras Bezdin is more chashuv. Because, after all, that's Klali for all of Am Yisrael, and you're just one guy. That's for the Rabbi, you're just the Tzimur, so the mistake of the Rabbi is more chashuv. So maybe they're just arguing which mistake is more significant. Maybe Nischalef, because it's personal. Or maybe Adraba, Horu Bezdin is more significant, because it's... because it's for the Rabbin. And they're like, well, there are two mistakes. You know, we have to say one of the mistakes caused it. Which one, whichever is more significant, and they argue how to judge which is more significant, or probably more likely, Bedine, Tola Bezdin, were you a Tola Bezdin or not? And here you just have a logical conundrum. Were you Tola Bezdin or not? Depends how you look at it. On the one hand, I made a mistake which would have caused me to do this regardless of Bezdin. On the other hand, Bezdin would have caused me to do this regardless of my mistake. Right? So you can look at it, you can look at it either way. So Bedine Tola Bezdin, you just have to say that Rav holds that your potter Kalhecha Diyeshkan Kli of the Bezdin. Your potter, as long as there's some Kli of the Bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, your only potter in Bezdin Garmulo Kal Hashgaga. Rabbi Yochanan says it's only Torah Tola Bezdin. Bezdin completely made you do it. They didn't completely make you do it because there was another factor. Well, Rav says, no, you're potter as long as Bezdin had some role in making you do it. They played some role in making you do it, you know, which I suggested could tie into the question of if it's a Torah onus, maybe you say it's only onus and they totally made you do it. But you know, it's hard to say for absolutely sure, so we'll just leave it at that for now. And we'll move on to the more famous question here. Okay, there's no other questions. Let's move on to the famous part of the sugya. What is the famous part of the sugya? The question, it's famous as the question of the Shagas Aryeh in the Gur Sari, the stira from Maseches Yoma. In Maseches Yoma, we have a very, very parallel case. What's the very parallel case? It starts out not as a case, but as a sort of ha'ara or a directive. Anyone who eats chela b'zman hazeh, right? Even though, by the way, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash nowadays, if someone is chayv achatas nowadays, the chiyav remains with them till the Beis HaMikdash is built. And here it's Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash will be built very soon. A friend of mine just came family in the Beis HaMikdash earlier this week. Says, I want to show you my new sefer, Haggadah for next Pesach, when we'll have the karban. And we'll have to know exactly what to say, you know, when there's a carbon and not just matzah amara. So it's complicated. There's a lot of subtling on it there. Okay, but it's good to have people remind us of how we should be thinking. So nowadays, hopefully, we won't achieve a karis b'shogeg. But if we do, then we have to write it down that when the base of interest is built, Meher B'Yomeinu will bring a carbon. What's the tricky part? Here, the Gemara says. Give me a second. Amr Rabbi Lazar, ha'ochel chelav zman hazeh, so sheyichtov lo shir. If you eat chelav zman hazeh, don't just write down your carbon, write down the exact amount of cubic centimeters or milliliters, same thing that you ate. Why? Shemayav bezen achim yar b'shirim. Maybe a later bezen will come when they rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and be marbe, increase, quote-unquote, the shir. My yar b'shir, what does it mean to the shir? Name it the b'chayim karmen k'zayis katan. If you say it means, they'll say the k'zayis is smaller than we think. How do we think a k'zayis is? Okay, it's controversial. But whatever we think it is, they'll say it's smaller. Okay, I mean, many people think nowadays it's highly likely that when the base makes sure to be built, they'll say it's smaller. The hatanya, but I think Mark explains later, why is that called marbe? They're marbe, how many people are chayiv? By Kashir.
No, that's not true.
Now, because Asher lo se'asena b'shgag of Yashem, Hashav midiyasa mevikar b'shigasso, lo shav midiyasa mevikar b'shigasso, you're not shav midiyasa. Why is this a very parallel case? You're not. Why are you not shav midiyasa?
Let's say you ate a 15cc piece of chilev. Right? So you don't just write down you ate chilev, write down you ate 15. Why? So the base of mitzvah is built. If the Sanhedrin says, if the Sanhedrin says a kezias is 7, or if the Sanhedrin says that a, and you think it's less than a kezias, write it down anyway, then you've been the base of mitzvah is built. They say kezias is 7, you'll have to bring a carbon. Okay, that's the Hamili Gemara. Then they reject it. Why? It says you will not have to bring a carbon. So what do you say? You mistakenly ate it. What do you mistakenly eat it? Because it was chalav or chilev b'shulin, right? Even if you had known it was chilev, you would have eaten it. Because you thought it was less than a kezias, right? Bez Din hadn't yet told you. You thought it was less than a kezias. So you weren't shav midiyaso. So what's the problem? Our sugya says, if Bez Din paskin was mutter, you are shav midiyaso. Because Bez Din could have changed their mind, and then you would have been shav midiyaso. The Gemara, the Yoma says explicitly, if Bez Din says it's mutter, meaning at the time, nowadays, the business says 15 cc's is mutter, it's less than exais, then you're not shav midiyaso. So here is the famous theorem. Let's just put this on the board to make sure we're clear. Let's see if I can make this parallel very clear. Here we have Horios, the base of an aleph. And here, and Lefi Rabbi Yochanan. But we pascha like Rabbi Yochanan. So this is a fair stira. if we're Shmuel, I don't know how we paskin, but we assume we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Horios, daf beis and beis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, versus Yoma, daf peyim and aleph. What is the parallel? Here is mistake one, which is nischalef lo chelev b'shuman. Nischalef lo chelev b'shuman. What was mistake two? Mistake two is that even if you knew it was chelev, right? Mistake two meaning even if he knew it was chelev, still horu bezdin dechelev zemutter. Okay, most of the farshim point out that later on it says Bezit uproots a whole pasuk from the Torah. That doesn't count to the Torah, certainly how they say chilev is mutter. No, let's say they said this kind of chilev is mutter. Right? Without getting into the details, we're not going to let us talk about it. So they said the chilev is mutter anyway. And here, right, what's the case? The case is lefi. It's horu bezdin de kamut zo shel chelev hu pachos mikashir, right? Bezdin paskin that this amount, not that this kind of chelev is mutter, but Bezdin paskin, right, a bigger shear of the kezias, not like later on when Shiach comes with a smaller shear, Bezdin paskin, this amount of chelev is less than a shear, so you would have eaten it anyway.
What does it mean? That's what we would be wrong.
Hold that thought. Sorry. Okay, now what's the stira? There's two parallel cases. Is he called Shav Midi Aso? So over here, what does the Gemara say for Rabbi Yochanan? Since Bezdin could retract and tell him he is called Shav Midiyaso. That is exactly the maskan of our sukkah. But in Yoma, the maskan is the opposite. What do they say in the end? They say in the end, that's not the halacha. Rabbi Elazar couldn't have been more afraid to make a smaller kezias, you'll have to bring a carbon because you'd be putter. Rather, you'd be more afraid to make a bigger size. And when you thought you were chayiv, you'll be putter. What do they say here, however? Since he himself could not have known,
right? If he himself corrected his knowledge, like he realized it was chaylev, it wouldn't have helped because he wouldn't have eaten it anyway, right? And he would have eaten it anyway. He's not called Shav Midiyaso. Okay, this is pretty clearly a flat-out stira about whether someone who makes his own mistake, plus Bezdin said it was mutter, Bezdin made a mistake and he made a mistake, is he called Shav Midiyaso, is he not called Shav Midiyaso? Very, very parallel cases. So, the main question is, how do we resolve this stira? That's what the Shagash Aryeh asked in the Gevurah Sabri, and everyone tries to resolve this stira. Okay, the most technical way of resolving this stira is the Mishnah Melech's first answer. Says the Mishnah Melech, no problem. It's only Rabbi Yochanan saying this in our sugya. Who says Rabbi Yochanan the other sugya in Yoma? Now, really, the other sugya in Yoma is Rav, and this is good for the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. After all, if you compare Rav here to the sugya in Yoma, they match perfectly. That's a little dachuk. Anyone notice why that's a little dachuk? It's not the end of the world. It's a little dachuk because because in that sugya it's Rabbi Elazar talking. Rabbi Elazar is the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara says that he generally says things here from Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it's not the end of the world. He generally said things here from Rabbi Yochanan. And in this case, he happened to say something that agreed with Rav. So that's one answer to the Mishnah Melech. How do we resolve the stira? Is the Mishnah Melech says, no problem. Our sugya is Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. And that sugya is Aliba de Rav. And that's good for the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. And then it matches perfectly. No problem. The second answer to the Mishnah Melech, at the end he said, if you don't want to be nidchak to say that, you can say there's a different difference between, there's another difference between our sugya and that sugya. What does the Mishnah Melech say at the end? Exactly. That there's really talking about two different cases. The Mishnah Melech thinks this is a big deal, and we'll come back to it a little later. He says that our Gemara is talking about Horu Bezdin. One Bezdin once makes a mistake. Obviously, at the time he didn't know it was a mistake. But you knew at the time, oh, this is something my Bezdin was Mechadish recently. As opposed to the word Yoma, it's not about one Bezdin said once. What's it saying? Maybe later on when Mashiach comes, it will be different. But for the past 100 years, it's been the same. Right? It's something which is Mekubal Midore Dorot. Versus something which Bezdin just said right now. So that's the second answer of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech answer 2. Mishnah Melech answer 1. He says this is a Horas Bezdin Mesuyam, a particular Bezdin. This is Halacha Hamikubeles Biklal Yisrael. What's the difference? Who cares if it's Halacha Mikubeles Biklal Yisrael or if it is a halacha that was just nischadish right now. Like, so what's the svar? That's a difference. Clearly, that is a difference. Here we're talking about something which Bezdin just passed yesterday. Horu Bezdin. Sounds like it's just a new chiddush. There we're talking about something which everyone had been thinking for hundreds of years. So what? Here is not 100% clear.
Well, because she's waiting.
So what? What? And if Bezdin Paskins, it's not? That's a big chiddush. Okay, maybe I'll read your lashon. Okay, okay, fine. I'll read you his lashon. What is his lashon? He says, Shani Hassan Toysha Raz Bezdin Echa Betal Shaykh Lomer came to Chimisi Ludu Machuli. Misdu Lubu Machuli. Well, behind the Yomash, you find Dovershin is Pasha Bechol Yisrael. This is Pasha Bechol Yisrael. Everyone knew it. Everyone accepted it. Lo Shaykh Lomar came to the Mishnah. You can't say since that they knew they would change their mind. Because they're not going to find out. Until the Beis Hamikdash is built and it's Chadash Halacha. Okay, maybe I wrote it a little. I should write a little.
Maybe for your friend.
Let me write a little better.
Maybe your friend that wrote the Sefer, that's a much more imminent for him.
Yes. Haras Bezdin Greda versus Halacha. Shemis Pashta, Biklal Yisrael. Okay, what's the difference? I think what he's trying to say here is, if I'm not mistaken, I think what he's trying to say here is a practical difference. Is that, is this called Shavu Biyaso or not? If, etc., etc., you know, when they find out, they will tell you, and then you'll be Shavu Biyaso. If Shavu Biyaso just means you have to realize something, that's easy. You have to realize something, that's called Shavu Biyaso. What if Shavu Biyaso means if the someone else knew something they were telling you, then you would realize? Is that called Shavu Biyaso? So that might depend whether we anticipate they're finding out or not. Right? Is this, we anticipate they're finding out, so you're Shavu Biyaso? Because, you know, if you waited a little while, they would figure it out, and then they would tell you. Or is this something we don't anticipate them finding out? Maybe that's what the Melech meant. But if it's all Ras Bezdin yesterday, then, okay, yesterday Bezdin was Mori. You know what? Minastam, and it was wrong. Minastam, they'll realize in a week or two, after all, the word will spread, people come to them with kashas, they'll clarify the even further. So that's really Shavu Biyaso, because it's all made for them to change their mind. And once they change their mind, it'll be Shavu Biyaso. As opposed to if something is a halacha that all of Klal Yisrael accept, maybe when Mashiach comes, the world will be different. Malar, it's Deyas Hashem, Kamayim, Liyom, Mechassim, we'll all be in a higher Madrega, and we'll be able to fix all the historical mistakes. But right now, Bizman Hazeh, we can't say we anticipate that changing very quickly. If we can't anticipate it changing, that's like called Shavu Biyaso.
How can you say that there's a change to make it cut? There's a principle of the Motzi Laz Al Dorot HaKodmot.
That principle does not mean that you can't change your mind about something. That principle is a limited principle. It's probably a limited principle, only involving certain things which are particular Gnai or Psol, such as the Gittin, which you call Zeirus, etc. And B, even in terms of Motzi Laz, the Rishonim write that if something's really wrong, you don't worry about being Motzi Laz on the previous Doros. Only if something's what we call nowadays more mutter, right? You could do something better, you could be gozer a little more, you could be more careful, then we're about multi-laws. But all the Rishonim write that if something's taka wrong, we don't worry about being multi-laws. All the cases where they say gittin, don't change it so it'll be able to be multi-laws in the early Doros, doesn't mean it was wrong. Just don't change it to be extra careful or to be choshish for chumras, because you'd be multi-laws.
The same way there's a quote up a minute, it's either wrong anymore. Right? How much do you have to be matter and hold up a minute when you go?
Exactly.
Show me just so like a level of how show me this is the like why doesn't matter how like it's called it's gonna be there.
Let me think about that for a second.
Exactly why I was gonna ask it. Like I just thought that for them, maybe just that like, I don't care what's gonna happen down shit. I never think about that. Just because right now this is the hub.
And therefore
I'm never gonna there's such a show yes though for all events and they change the time machine.
I mean right now if you were to ask me, what if you found out that this changes the time shift? Like okay. Maybe. So I will admit he's not exactly 100% clear, but I'll tell you, I'll read you his Lashon again. I have a theory, I can't prove it to you, the other Achronim are much clearer. I'll read you his Lashon again. He says, no one will know this. He says, somehow the difference is, one, is not us the Vada. No one's going to know until Mashiach comes. That's the case in Yoma. That's the difference he owns it on. In Yoma, no one's going to find out until Mashiach comes. But in Horios, they're going to find out soon. Now, what difference does that make?
Isn't there an element of Suffolk also? Why should Shavu Biyaso in a matzav of Suffolk? Because maybe the based in the Tekan will be Mako. And they'll say the shiur.
No, we're just saying what if.
They'll look at
Slifkin
and they'll say, no, it's got to be much larger.
It's all what if. Okay, clearly the difference is whether it's us and the Vada Bekarov or not us and the Vada Bekarov. That's what it makes it sound like. And what difference does it make if it's us and the Vada Bekarov or not us and the Vada Bekarov? Right? So let me just. Ve'eino Asid Lehi Vada Ella Vimos HaMashiach. And we would add here. V'asid lehivada, if I could take the converse, right? just explicate what's implicit there. So it's different to something we're going to find out soon and we are not going to find out soon. What difference does that make? Matzi's asking. So I thought maybe you could say in a technical sense. Was there something you could have known that would make you change your mind? Well, yes, because soon you could have known that, and that counts as something you could have known. As opposed to, it's not going to be telling you a Mashiach, that's considered a different historical era, it's not considered something you could have known. Multi wants to hint that maybe it's a matter of Shogeg versus Onus. If you could have waited to find out, then you're not such an Onus. It's a pitch, that's what you're hinting at. If not, then you're more of an Onus. Is that what you're hinting at?
No.
What are you hinting at?
I was
okay, Seder. Anyway, so here, maybe you'd have to say that, you know, this is called Shav Midi Aso because you are, because he's all made Lada, or let me see how to write this properly, we expect the Yediya to be available soon. So that's Shav Midi Yaso. He could have had Yediya that we expect to be available soon. That counts as Shav Midi Yaso. And this is not called Shav Midi Yaso. Shav Midi Yaso because Yediya is not available bizman hazeh. Right, the assumption is that if something is accepted by everyone, that's not going to change till the world changes in Mashiach. Okay, maybe that's the Mishnah Bell.
The assumption we're making here is that the fact that Bezin in the future will change the size of the size means that we were wrong.
Ah, so that is what it sounds like, right?
Right.
So far.
Maybe.
But what are you suggesting?
Maybe that the fact that the concern of the Gemara isn't that most Mashiach will come will change the Kazayas, maybe you're wrong the whole time and you're really bad. It's that the Shas that you're going to actually bring the Korban, the Kazayas will be different. Mafreya, maybe the Gemara was considering maybe you'll deserve to bring a Korban, and then the Gemara's answer is, no, maybe you weren't doing something wrong. Maybe you're not Shav Midi Yaso because the Kazayas, because the halacha then was in the
Okay, I want to just point out one thing, which is that Rav Elchanan sort of comes close to saying that, and he says, but then they should say you're a potter because you didn't do anything wrong, not because you're not Shav Midi Yaso. Huh. Right? But let's at least explore that. Perhaps the most famous answer to this question is not the Mishnah Melech, but is the Gevurah Sari's answer himself. What does the Gevurah Sari answer? The Gevurah Sari points out there's a clear difference here, right? What's the clear difference? In our sugya, Horu Bezdin, okay, Vahalach, etc. I guess we have to fill in from the next Mishnah is Horu Bezdin V'yadu Shetale. L'chor, the case is Horu Bezdin, and then, actually, we don't fill in right here. What did our Papa say? Our Papa says, Ki Misyidu L'Levendina. Bezdin made a mistake, and Bezdin will correct their mistake. In the case of Yoma, it's not Bezdin made a mistake and Bezdin will correct the mistake. It's that
the Lashon is very clear. The Lashon is Shema Yavo Bezdin Achir.
Here it's the same Bezdin. There it is a different Bezdin. So says the Gevurah Sari, no. In Horios, it is the same Bezdin who are Chazru Bahen. And in Yoma, it's Bezdin Acher, who correct the halacha. So the difference between the same Bezdin and Bezdin Acher. What difference does it make if it's the same Bezdin versus if it is Bezdin Acher? Who cares if it's the same Bezdin or if it is Bezdin Acher? So the Sagas Ari suggests here, he says, look at it mitzad shav midi yaso. Here it's interesting. Let's say, right, a few of you asked this question already. Let's say I based in possible something is mutter. None of these things are such crazy examples nowadays, right? Okay, the Rama, Paskin, then the Shulchan Aruch, right? that I could carry in Yerushalayim in the Erev, right? Okay, that's a couple Midori Doris. Let's even pretend we're all Ashkenazim nowadays. I know Israel did that for many decades. But let's, for the sake of argument, pretend we're all Ashkenazim. We can pick another example if you want. Let's use this example, right? Let's say the Machaber and the Rambam, all the poskim said we could carry in Yerushalayim. Let's assume at the very least the Rambam and the Chacham Ashkenaz have the status of parallel to Bezin of Gadol for the Ashkenazim. So we all carry in the streets in Yerushalayim. Now, let's say we had a crystal ball, or in the halachic writings, we always say Eliyahu Navi came and told us, right? If Eliyahu Navi came and told us, you should know that. Really? Well, okay, if Eliyahu Navi come and told us, you should know, really, it's not true. Really, that's Hotzatz and Issa D'Oraisa, that's a key of courage, you're not allowed to carry. Then we would for sure ignore Eliyahu Navi, because that's Loma Shemayim, right? That's easy. Okay, but let's say Eliyahu Navi comes, you should know, next week, next year, next decade, Bez Din will paskin, and I see to the end of history. Forever, that psak will remain forever. Bez Din will paskin next year, and no one will ever change that. That is an Issa D'Oraisa of Hotzah, and that you're all doing an Issa Karis.
I mean, the Briskers are right.
The Briskers are right, okay. Correct. Eliyahu Navi came and said the Briskers are right. Right? So what will happen? So here's the question. Would I listen to Eliyahu Navi, or would I listen to the psak as of today, to the contemporary psak? What would I listen to? You all know your contemporary psak. So what do we have? We do have a principle: the ein lecha elo bezin should be amecha, right? Yiftach b'dor kishvul b'dor ein lecha elo bezin should be amecha. Obviously, the original context and classic application of ein lecha elo bezin be amecha is, don't listen to a bezdin from the old days. Listen to your bezdin. Don't imagine that the Bezin Yerushalayim is not good. Listen to them. They weren't talking about Bezin Yerushalayim versus Eliyahu Navi coming and telling you about Bezin to save the future. That's not a common case. But Morty says the principle might be valid nonetheless, right? Ein lecha ela Bezin Shemecha. It's not mukhrach, because that's not the original context. This is a weird thought experiment. But ein lecha ela Bezin Shemecha. Okay, so what does the Shagas Aryeh do with that? He reads it as very dafka. Ein lecha ela Bezin Shemecha. The Bezin that's alive in your days. Therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, what would you have done? Would you have been Shavmi Diyaso if Eliyahu Navi came and told you or not? Well, that depends. Says the Shagas Aryeh, in this case, right? Lu Yitzuyar, She Yoda, She Bezdin, Asidim, Lachzor Behem. If you knew Bezdin would change their mind, Hayashav Midiyaso. Shaharei Bezdin Shebiyamav Chazru Va'asru. Bezdin Shebiyamecha doesn't mean what Bezdin said today. It means the Bezdin of your era. So if Eliyahu told you, you should know. Bezdin of your era will change their mind next week. These same Dayanim, which you know and love, which you're familiar with, will change their mind next week. Then I have Shemidi also. If I'd known they were trying to change their mind next week, I would have refrained. Because I have to listen to Bezdin Shebiyam. I have to listen to my Bezdin. And they're my Bezdin. But in the case of Bezdin Acher, Lu Yitzuyar, Sheyada, Shebezdin Acher, Asidim, Lesser, Lo Hayashav Midi also. Shahare Bezdin Shebiyamav. Bezdin Shebiyamav Hitiru Velo Chazru Bahen. Right? In the case in Yoma, the Bezdin Shemiyamav, the Dayanim, who you know, never changed their mind. A future Dayanim will change their minds, that's very nice for the future. But if you knew they would change their mind, you still would have eaten it. Because because you're not bound. You have the Beis Din that's in the future has no authority over you. You only have to listen to the Beis Din in your days. Future Beis Din has no authority over you. If there are two Beis Dins, you listen to your Beis Din, not to another Beis Din, just because they're later. Why does that mean you have to listen to them? Obviously, people who live later have to listen to them because it's Beis Din in their days. But, I don't know, Beis Din in 2019 said mutter. Beis Din in 2050 will say, or 2100, right? Switch all the day on. Beis Din 2100 will say usser. Why do I have to listen to Beis Din 2100? What makes them better than Beis Din 2019? For the people like that, they're better because they're Beis Din. But for me, they're not better. They're just an alternative, and that alternative is not binding on me. So even if they're right, I'm not shoved me diaso because I wouldn't listen. And that's the Gvoras Ariz. That's the Gvoras Ariz chap. The difference between Beis Din Acher and the same Beis Din, I have to listen to my Beis Din, and if I know what they're going to say in the future, I'm bound by it. I don't have to listen to a future Beis Din. Even if I knew what they said in the future, I wouldn't be bound by it. Even if they're right, I wouldn't be bound by it because I have no way of knowing if they're right or wrong. Right? I don't know which Beis Din is right. And all I know is that one said one and the other said the other. Therefore, that's the difference. If Beis Din in the future changed their mind, I'm not shoving diaso. Even if I had known, it wouldn't have changed me. If my Beis Din would change their mind, if I had known, it would have changed me.
But the Shagas Aryeh said that that's a general principle in the whole Parsha, that it only applies to the Beis Din.
Aha. So interestingly, the Shagas Aryeh himself doesn't. Right, Abe's bringing up a very, very fascinating question. The Shagas Aryeh himself did not bring up, but that's okay because the Chazon Ish did bring it up on his behalf. What if, forget about me, forget about Shavmi Diyasa, what if Beis Din paskined certain Chayil was mutter, then they all died, then the next Beis Din paskined that it was mutter, do they have to bring a Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur? Right? Interesting question. Taka, the answer, well, we paskin at least that they don't. Right? Give me a second to just find the right page. Where's my Chazon Ish? Here he is. We paskin at least that they don't, but why don't they? So here's a tricky question. You could say, why don't they? This is a technicality. There's a lot of technicalities we'll see in Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur. You know, like a lot of these weird korbanos. Says the Chazon Ish, no, of course they don't. Why? Because, he says, give me a second. First it goes to Shagas Aryeh, and then he says, he's talking to the Gonyuma. Kemadlo Chazur Bezdin Shahoru, since the same Bezdin changed their mind just a later Bezdin, Hamelik Bezdin Echad Osver Echamatr. There's two Bezdins. One Asers, one Matters. Let's see the geographical difference. Bezdin in France Asers, and Bezdin in Morocco Matters. So what do they do? These people follow their Bezdin, and these people follow their Bezdin. What does he say? The Ovid Kamar Ovid. You follow whichever Bezdin. Same thing if Bezdin of 2019 Matters, and Bezdin of 2119 Asers. Then it makes no difference. Therefore, he says, their achila was beheter at the time. Shabbashas achila halach kebezin rishon. At the time, the achila halach like bezin rishon. Fika met with a shav midiyaso. Ve'avim b'shas achila yed yada shebezin achman yiflag al bezin at the hashta. Even if he knew in the future, they would argue. So achila beheter kebezin hashta. He follows his bezin. Umei hay time may adds. That is why, if a later Bezdin changed their minds, there's no fear of Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur. Why? Because the later Bezdin changed their minds, but they never did anything wrong and said it was mutter. The earlier Bezdin said it was mutter, but the earlier Bezdin had every right to follow themselves, right? Why are the earlier Bezdin bound by the later Bezdin? And therefore, there's no chi of par, helen dover, shel tzibur. That is exactly that. Now, the fact is a sugi later on, and we possibly there's no chi of. Whether there's no chi of because it's one of the many technicalities, or whether there's no chi of because fundamentally, there's nothing wrong with what they did. I'll read the lashon again. Granted, once the later bezin asher, you can't eat it anymore. You have to follow
At the time they ate it, the halacha was like Bezdin Rishon. No one did anything wrong. Everyone followed. Excuse me. Everyone followed the the halacha. Now, yes.
It's a bit strange to say that about the Bezdin loss of Lavo. Meaning, it seems that the Bezdin loss of Lavo would know things that we don't know, and that they actually would be right.
So again, we're not necessarily talking about, here's the tricky part, we're not necessarily talking about who's right, meaning philosophically who's right, al pi olamas ha'elyonim, etc. We're talking about who's right in terms of halachic authority, right? There is a something called the halacha, which is not philosophy, which is law. And the halacha might tell us that Einachanabi, the Beit Din, also the Shiach, will be in a madrega, that everything they said will be more spiritually accurate and will be, you know, more, whatever it is. Often the Lomas al-Yonim, their halachas will be more, you know, will be more in tune with the ultimate nature of reality. But that has nothing to do with halacha. In halacha, there are rules for who has authority over whom. And the rules of halacha are that the Beis Din of your days has authority over you. Beis Din in the future, even if they're better, and even if they're right, doesn't have authority over you. And therefore, whatever Beis Din in the future might say is binding in the future, but is not binding on you, even if they're right.
Shouldn't that be at least as good as...
You don't have to do what's right. You have to do what the halacha tells you to do.
Shouldn't that be as good at least as a Tamin Haroi L'Ra or a Tamar Bilo Savir?
No, because the Talmud of writing Gomer will suffer if you do know, not if you could theoretically tell you what we told you. Right, but that's saying that you're not told Bezin if you do know better. No, here we're dealing with Shabbi Yosef.
You had known that the Bezin lost Lavo, who knew the ultimate truth,
1 second.
Knew that this was wrong, you would...
No, that's not true, so I just disagree with your premise. Let's say, what is Yosef saying? If I'm a Talmud Gomer Velo Savir, or certainly Gomer Velo Savir, and I know Bezin's wrong, then I'm Shavi Diyosa, because I should have listened to myself and not Beis Din, right? So if Elyona told me, shouldn't I have listened to myself, who now knows Elyona and not Beis Din? No, absolutely not. That's not how halacha works. If I know logically Beis Din is wrong, I have to listen to myself. That's part of the halacha process. You have to listen to your logic. If I know logically I think Beis Din's right, I just know that a future Beis Din will say differently, then I do not have to listen to the future Beis Din, because I don't logically know my Beis Din's wrong. I just know someone else said they're wrong. But it's a matter of someone else saying, I don't follow. That's exactly in the Chosho Vinyoche. If these rabbis said, these rabbis said, oh, sorry, I don't follow whichever rabbis are bigger. I don't follow whichever rabbis are more right. I don't follow whichever rabbis are holier. I follow whichever rabbis are biyamecha. Right? So it's different, because I don't know myself. I know myself that has a higher status. And you're going to say, that's ridiculous. If I know, I'm a stupid little nobody, I know myself that has more halachic relevance than if Elyonavi told me that the Halakha Beis Din and Yosef Sheikh would say something, I'll say yes, that does have more halachic relevance. That's how the halacha works. In the Chel Shofi, or logic should be a mecha.
Does this have any bearing on the problem of recently found Kitvei Yad that are so there, halachot, sukkot, and halachot?
Okay, I mean, I don't know how many recently found Kitvei Yad are so there, halachot, sukkot, per se. Lo lahagzim. You know,
recently, I mean...
Yeah, I'm saying the Chazon Ish was... Let's just be very clear. It's not as if, like, you know, there's nothing to do with our topic, but it's not as if, oh, someone found all these Kitvei Yad out there, which are, like, very clear and overturn everything thought about Allah, and then there's a philosophical question whether they'll listen to them. That was never the issue. There are no such things. Meaning, you could find Kitvei Yad of ancient, like, Essene sects in the Dead Sea area that sotar our halacha, but we know that already that there were people who were, you know, not orthodox at the time and didn't follow our halacha. That's so chiddush. You could find weird things in Iksav Yad by some, you know, strange person who lived a long time ago who had a shita, but also, like, you know, they say once that Shaul Lieberman came over the road once very excited. He found a shita in the writings of the Gaonim that a Kohen was usher in Tumas Neveima, not only Tumas Meis. So the Rav's not so excited. He says, my grandfather's learned better than the Gaonim. So Rav Shaftan puts a little footnote that says he obviously didn't mean Rav Haigo and the famous Gaon, and he meant the obscure ones that people find manuscripts of. But which, you know,
is sort of half true. He probably thought his grandfather would have been in the Rehai Gaon, but he wouldn't have said it that way. He would have said it about the lesser known obscure Gaonim. But I take the Chazon Ish more about if you find that the sheep of the Meiri, should you take them into account in Halacha or not? Which, again, even if you did take into account, it might change your psak. Does this have anything to do with it? I think it has something to do with it, and I think because although it's not exactly the same, because there the chronological direction is more normal, meaning you had an earlier Beis Din that said something, and then the later Beis Din didn't think that way. Do you go back to the earlier Beis Din or not? It's sort of parallel, except here we're talking about knowing the future. They were talking about discovering the past. So it's somewhat parallel, and it could be the Chazon Ish works well the Shita say, but it's somewhat parallel. To what extent do you say we want to know the truth from the people who have the best access to the truth, or to what extent do you say we want to just follow the contemporary accepted psak? But they're not exactly the same. Let me just chazer for a second. Let me just point out one thing for a second. Let me point out one thing for a second. And I think if you look at the way the Chazon Ish says it. And it's always tricky, because at a certain level of philosophical subtlety, you can always say, well, maybe he didn't mean Dafka the way he wrote it. He was just, But if you look at the way they wrote it, the way the Chazon Ish wrote this here, and you look at the way the Rav Elchanan wrote in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, I think you have two different, besides the fact that Rav Elchanan actually took this Divrei Sofrim in a slightly different direction. Should I mention that first? Let me mention.
Before I get to that,
yes.
Can I just interrupt for a second? I have two problems with Chazon Ish, the way you read it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we're not talking about two different Batekin. It's talking about the same institution. We're talking about Batekin Agadol. Batekin Agadol has a Retzah. In other words, the fact that some of the Dayanim would change or all the Dayanim would change doesn't make it a new Batekin.
That's what you think. That's not what the Chazon Ish thinks, right? The Chazon Ish says it's like a Beis Din in France and a Beis Din in Spain. You're saying no, like you're comparing this to what the Rav likes to say. Not that he was the first about Am Yisrael, right? Why is it Gemara says later on number second that Sibur can't die?
I don't think you have to get into that, but
you just parallel. Why can't the Sibur die? Because it's not a collection of individuals. A Sibur is an organism, as it were, a corporate body. And as we know, right, even if all the someone once told me all the cells in your body like die and get replaced or something, there's probably a few that don't. Every X years, whatever, so you're still the same person. The Greeks talked about this in rivers, and I think Kant talked about a ship, etc. This is a very famous issue. The answer is, of course, you're the same person, because just common sense, it's not the cells that are important, it's the mechol of the person that is important. So that's what the Rav said about Klal Yisrael. Even if all the Jews die and more ones are born, we're still the exact same person, or we're still the exact same guf, because a guf transcends the individual components. The whole is greater than some of its parts. So Amos is saying, Bezna Gadol does not have to be 71 guys who are very smart. They died. There's another 71 guys who are very smart. It's a different Bezna. No. Bezna Gadol is a guf. And that guf, even if all the cells are replaced with the same guf, okay? You could have said that. But apparently the Chazon Ish is not saying that. It sounds like the Gevurah Sarbi is not saying that, because keep in mind, the Gevurah Sarbi is not saying you shouldn't have listened to what Eliyahu Navi tells you about the future. He's not saying you shouldn't listen to the future. You should have listened to the future if it's the future of your Beis Din, right? That's our Gemara. If he told you your Beis Din would change their mind, you should listen to the future. You should paskin based on the future. Again, not that any of us know the future. But you should paskin based on the future if it's your Beis Din. It's not if it's another Beis Din. So he clearly thinks another Beis Din is not the same goof as your Beis Din. You can say, look at Mishlel Melech. You don't have to agree with him. But that seems to be their Shita.
What's the definition of when the Beis Din is not the same Beis Din?
That's a fascinating case, which is, of course, the same. That's the question everyone deals with the ship, etc. What's the definition of
when
which is exactly why philosophers, by the way, what's philosophers' favorite Seder and Shas? Clearly Taras. I have a friend who's a philosopher. He taught at Columbia. And, they're a cleric all day long about, if you have a ship and you replace the mast, you replace this beam and this beam, Does it become a new ship? And if so, when does it become a new ship? And he pointed out, yeah, the Mishnayos and Taurus all talk about this. You have a sandal, and it's to be medrash, and one strap breaks and you replace it, and the other strap breaks and you replace it. When is it the same sandal? When does it become a new sandal? And all the philosophers in Columbia were very impressed. Said, really? You guys? You have like a whole religion all about this problem? Says, that's amazing. In my religion, we don't discuss these things. We just like talk about how to pray and stuff. So it is very... It is true. Shas we have a Sora to analyze, and philosophers didn't analyze. Anyway, so it's a good question. When is it a new Bezin? When is it the old Bezin? Do all 71 need to be replaced? Do Rove of them need to be replaced? Does one of them need to be replaced? It's a good question, and I'll leave that as an unanswered question because I have no way of knowing, and I don't know that you should compare it to the sandal necessarily.
For this case, it's obvious because the Beis Din now are not smuchim. Me'eliyahu goes, the Beis Din will be smuchim. So it clearly is a different Beis Din.
No, because let's assume we're talking about Beis Din smuchim. You're saying Beis Din now is not smuchim. Okay, but that's not necessarily true. In the days when Rebbe Lazar talked in the Gemara in Yoma, Beis Din were smuchim. Who says now? Now is when they wrote that Gemara. When they wrote that Gemara, Beis Din was smuchim. The main part of that, the original statement of that Gemara. So there was Beis Din smuchim, so I don't think it's different. Okay, fine. I hear that. Maybe the difference is only there's a break in the chain.
I want to give a different answer. So Rav Shirgon was asked about a shear of a different gong of a weight of challah. He said you can follow it, but shirim are subjective.
Famous for Shirgon.
So it's subjective. There's no mistake. There's no
shove.
You're supposed to do.
So the who on the Makoroshi pointed that out? Someone I put in brackets pointed that out. I don't remember. It was the Chazan Ish or
a general problem here that we're getting confused.
Someone else. Let me
hold that thought for a moment. Adi's saying that that there could be a difference between saying you were wrong, between saying you were wrong, and this is going to
end another
get
shock.
A little
that's the Kilas,
tricky.
That's from the Kilas Yaakov. Amplifies this a little bit. Between mistake
and
another
mistake. If they first said Chelov Ashal Gabi Akiva's mutter and they decide Chelov Ashal Gabi Akiva's usher, then that is an objective right or wrong. If they said the Kazayas is this big, then they say the Kazayas is this big, maybe the shear of the Kazayas actually just changed. And if the shear of the Kazayas.
It didn't change.
Maybe there's no objective shear of a Kazayas. It's just, and therefore. Since it's meant to be subjective anyway. I hear the Taina.
Bring this Chazon Ish, not the one you mentioned here about Mishnah.
Okay, give me a second for that. Okay, so you know what? Let me just put this on. I thought I saw someone point that, but I can't remember now, so I'll just attribute it to Adi. Says, Adi, what's the difference? The difference is that over here it is an objective psak. An objective psak, even if I know the future, an objective psak, if I know it's objectively wrong, so therefore...
It's a toes.
It's an objective toes. Good. Even better. It's an objective toes. Okay, then we're going to get on to... It's an objective toes. Either this chelo is mortar, this chelo is aser. So an objective toes, that's called shav midiyaso. Because... If I knew, I would have refrained, right? Because if I knew they made an objective toss, I would have refrained. As opposed to a matter of a kezias, what is a measuring a kezias? The measuring of kezias, here's an interesting question. What does it mean kezias katan? It's machlok zachron. Do they change their mind in the drush of the psukim? That at first they thought it was a ding-sized benini, then they changed their mind to a ding-sized katan, then that's not where Adi's going. Saying, no, first they measure the kezias as this many cc's, and then they measure the kezias as that many cc's. So if we assume by Xayis Katan, they mean different number of cc's, then this is a subjective. This is a subjective determination. And therefore, this is a case of Eino Shav Midiyaso, because even if I knew, I wouldn't have cared. I would have said, well, this is a subjective determination. Who cares that later they'll say otherwise? Now they're saying now. It's not that they made a mistake. Okay, let me just...
But as you pointed out before, the Gemara considers that within the context of Shav Midiyaso and Shav Midiyaso.
No, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's Eino Shav Midiyaso.
So even though it doesn't seem to be a toast, it seems to be something connected to judgment. Still, the Gemara uses the same category.
But it says the opposite result.
I understand. Okay. It uses now, the same category.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, I just want to point out that what Adi says is similar to what Rav Chanan says in the Kovach Shirim and the Kodesh Tiberi Sofer. Right? So, similar. I'm not saying exactly the same. Right? Maybe we'll give you the star and not Rav Chanan, just because he's older. Says the Kovach Shirim of Rav Chanan. He says... He starts with this difference in your bezin and other bezin. But he says the issue is not authority of your days versus other days. The issue is what kind of mistake it is. There's two different kinds of mistakes. One is, well, what are the two different kinds of mistakes in the Sefer Sanhedrin? Who learned Sanhedrin? Tos Meshikol Adas, Tos in judgment, and Tos in our Mishnah, forgetting something explicit. So what does he say? Now, here he makes an assumption. You don't have to make an assumption. He says, our Sugyan Horios is a Taos B'Dvar Mishnah. Why is it a Taos B'Dvar Mishnah? He says, you know what? When one Bezdin, and he says he thinks it's about the Gvorza Rebent, even though I'm not at all convinced. When one Bezdin says something and a week later changed their mind, then what probably happened? They said something. The word spread. People came and argued with them. And they realized that they just pushed and made a mistake. That's a Taos B'Dvar Mishnah. In the case of Yoma, everyone does think nowadays, when Mashiach comes, they'll think differently. That's not a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. If it was a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah, why would we all have thought the same thing in all of Klal Yisrael for 100 years? You know, obviously that's a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. So why will Bezin later change the mind? It's a different Shikla Das. So that's what he assumes. He says, what's ultimately the difference? This is a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. And this is a Tos B'Shikol Hadas. Tos B'Dvar Mishnah versus Tos B'Shikol Hadas. And therefore what? In a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah, that's not a valid psak. I'm not saying it's not a Chalos HaRa. It's clearly a Chalos HaRa. Otherwise, no one would bring Parlam Dover Shal Tzibur for a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. But it's not a valid psak. You can't say this is a valid psak. It's just wrong. Okay, how could big rabbi say something wrong? Okay, maybe, you know, they're only human. Maybe Hashem makes them say something wrong every once in a yovel to remind us that they're only human. Who knows? That's not a valid psak. If it's not a valid psak, so this is not a valid psak, and therefore, it shoved me the also if he had known. If you had known, they would change your mind. You would have been shoved me the also. If Eliyahu had come and told you they would have changed their mind, you would have been shoved me the also, because you don't want to follow an invalid psak. However, Tos B'Shikol Hadas, that is a valid psak. How do we know it's more valid psak? Because in Masechta Sanhedrin, Dini Momonos, right here we're not talking about Dini Momonos, if Bezin Paskins, they're wrong with our Mishnah, what happens? If you Bezin Paskin, there was a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah, what happens? What? It's batal mevatal, right? We're mevatal their psak is batal. Yeah. What if Bezin Paskins, they're wrong B'Shikol Hadas? Then their psak is valid, and therefore they might have to pay depending on the exact circumstances. Right? So we see from a Masechta Sanhedrin that a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah is not a valid psak. A Tos B'Shikol Hadas is wrong, but it's a valid psak. You can't just say, well, you know, let's erase it. No, it's a valid psak. If it's not the force wrong, which again is similar, subtly different, but therefore, since it's a valid psak, therefore, even if he had known, he wouldn't be shav midiaso, because he'd say, I'm following a valid psak. Later on, someone will say to the Tos Mishikala Das, okay, but right now, I'm following a valid psak, so I don't have to change my mind because of what someone will say later. But if Elio never would come and tell me, you should know they made a mistake in Shikala Das, I would say, okay, very nice they made a mistake in Shikala Das, but they're my halachic authorities of my generation, and they said it was okay, and their psak is a valid psak. If so, then I can follow them. If Eliyahu never comes and say, you should know that we had a toast with our Mishnah, then I would say, oh, that I can't follow them because what they said is batal and revotal. What they said is just pashut wrong.
It's like Tara and Tara, it's like on Freya, kind of Adag, or saying, she called that's just a new sack from now on, but not like, it's always wrong.
Perhaps, give me a second for that. Okay, so here we have basically, let's chazer for a moment. We have a bunch of different ways of resolving when it's shav midiaso, when it is not shav midiaso. Right, we have the Mishlo Melech, who just said, well, that's the machlokas, Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether if someone else needed to change their mind, it's called shav midiaso. We have the second answer of the Mishlo Melech, which was not 100% clear. It means one was like, asin to be corrected soon, one was not asin to be corrected soon. And therefore, what? So it could be just sort of stealth saying the Gevurah Sarim or the Rav Chanan, but he might just be saying, well, practically, it's only called Shav Midiyaso if it's something which you're likely to be able to know in the near future, you know, in Olam Hazeh. Or we saw the two more fascinating answers. The Gevurah Sarim says, well, Shav Midiyaso depends on whether the future Psak is, whether the Chazar is binding on you or not. If Chazar is your Bezdin, it's binding on you because they're your Bezdin. If the Chazar is a future Bezdin, it's not binding on you because it's not your Bezdin. And the way the Kovet Shirim takes it is, if the Chazar is Dvar Mishnah, it's binding on you because a Tosfot Dvar Mishnah is not anything that is not a real valid Psah. But if it's a Tosfot Shikala Das, but if the Chazar is Shikala Das, then the Chazar is not binding on you because the original Psah was valid. Because the original Psah was valid. And that's what he says here. If they make a mistake in Bar Mishnah, that's a toast. That's not a real Harah. Valzel Omer Torah Sisa. And then they don't have authority. The Torah doesn't say a Sisa color, so you're a Cholosa, so you're a Minusmol. I will arm that time, no, so look, Kibbe, man, I Zaya, feel him, copy, just my gal. Okay, but if this just ain't a tone Bar Mishnah, Shikla Das, then it's called a Harah and it's Chalalehem. Okay, that's what he says about the Zakin Mamre, and that's what he says here also. He says, very simple. No one thinks the Bezin Acher is going to change the size of his eyes with Bar Mishnah. After all, he says, it can't be that everyone made a mistake for 700 years and didn't go to the Tosfot Bar Mishnah. How long could a Tosfot Bar Mishnah last? A week or two, right? That's about says, ain't no chosh, right? He says, because Hefe takes the love of the Zeshuri Lachachim Goldor to the Tosfot Bar Mishnah. Can't be that all the Chacham from any generation are Tosfot Bar Mishnah. That's only chash of that Bezin Achron, Yachlikol, Bezin Arishon, and you'll have to listen, and we'll have to listen to them then. And that's not Yoimil Snar Freya, because then your Bezin was valid. Okay, he says very, very clear that that is the difference. Now, I just want to get one question just a tiny bit deeper in this issue, which is, what are we... I admit it's sort of subtle, but are we talking about what you would have done with your limited knowledge, or are we talking about what you would have done, or what the truth is? Okay, here, it does, okay, it could be that it'll be a little hard to prove, and we'll have to continue this next time, but... let's ask the simple question of, go to the Gevurah Sarim. If, right, wait, I apologize, I have to get a little philosophical here. If you knew that your Bezin would change their mind, right, they say the same thing, but they'll say, the difference between your Bezin change their mind in a week, and the Dori Doros Halacha changing when Mashiach comes. They distribute it to two different things. The grocery makes a difference, like Gavra Dayanim. Is it your Dayanim or someone else's Dayanim? Well, the Kamshira says it's Igloy Mils, the nature of mistake. If your Bezin changed their mind for a week, then it's obviously a stupid mistake. If Dori Doris thinks the thing, then when Mashiach comes, they think differently, that's just they have a higher level of divine inspiration and better Shikla Das. Or maybe just different Shikla Das. Right? So, I might have to retract one or two words I accidentally formulated to you before. If I do, just don't like to say anything, just roll with it. Okay, let me ask the simple question here. You know, I think there's a difference in formulation. You will tell me if you agree with me or not. Let's look at this. Let's ask ourselves a question about this. I moved myself a little territory there. Okay, if Elior and Navi told me that a future Bezdin would change their mind, if future Bezdin Mashiach comes, and then Yosef says, isn't it possible they know better? Okay, maybe I'll question that for a moment. Okay, then I wouldn't listen to him, right? If Eliyahu didn't tell, obviously if I'm alive, then I'll listen to them. That's Emuchel Shofa. But I wouldn't listen to them. So why would I not listen to them? Right? So what does this mean? So, Im Yada Shebezdin Acher Asid Lesor, right? Afal Pikain Mutterlo Lechol Hashta, right? That's why he's not Shav Midiyaso. Still Mutter to eat now, that's why he's not Shav Midiyaso, right? You wouldn't have listened to them. Why? So here I think there could be maybe two, maybe possibly subtle different ways of looking at it, but it's very subtle. The way the Rav Chanan says, he says very clear. It's not that it's mutter for you to eat now if it's really usher, right? It's not that it's mutter for you to eat now. It's that you're not shoving. It's not that let's say better. It's not that lemafreya, it's mutter. But it's that, based on what you knew at the time, it was eino shav midiyaso. What does Rav Chanan say? Rav Chanan says that, really, igloi milsa, it was usher. Lima freya, it was usher for you to eat. But at the time, you had no way of knowing that. So let's see what Rav Chanan says. Maybe if I put on the board, it'll be a little... Says the Kovet Shirin, that... Bimos HaMashiach will say Lima Freya Nisgale Sha'avar Aveira. Lima Freya will say you did an Aveira. Lima Freya will say you did an Aveira when Mashiach comes. And well, once Mashiach comes, and that Bezdin clarifies things, we'll say Lima Freya, you did an Aveira. So why don't you bring a carbon? You don't bring a carbon because you're not Shav Midiyaso, you did an Aveira, but you did the Aveira, but you're not the kind, you don't qualify for the conditions of a Karban because you didn't the Aveira of Shav Midiyaso. There's nothing you could have known at the time that would have stopped you, because if Eliyahu had told you at the time, then what would you have said? You would have said, well, my Bezin says Mutter, a different Bezin says Usser. It's not my place to decide whose Bezin is better or worse or bigger or smaller, right? You also will admit, it's not my place to decide between different Bate Din and who's greater and who's lesser. Even if Eliyahu tells me who's right, that's not halachically valid, because lo b'shamayim he. Right? So therefore, I, following my Rebbeim, have to follow the Bez Din Shebi Yomai. Iglai Milsu is an Aveira. Right? This is what the stipler talks about this very explicitly. Freya versus not.
Yeah.
1 second. Let me just... Right? This galish of Ravera, aval, potter, mikarban, kevan, dibishaito, lohaya, shav, midiaso. That is what the Kovet Shirim says. Bishaito is shav midiaso, and therefore, he brings a carbon. He's put from a carbon. However, the Chazon Ish, he expresses it very differently. The Chazon Ish that I just read, what did he say? Sorry. He says, granted, when Mashiach comes and bez then asers it, from now on you can't eat it. You're not chayv chatas. Why? Came in the achilas on haisa beheter shevashas achila halacha kebezin arishon. Ulefikach mikri lo shav midiyaso, because they ate it beheter. B'shaito they ate it beheter. So it could be that what he understands lo shav midiyaso means the opposite. Diga rochana. Rochana is a die. He really did navira. He gloymos not afraid. He did navira, but he has a technical term carving. It's not shav midiyaso. It could be that the Chazon Ish is reading not that he really did an aveira. No, l'hachim mikri lo shavim. He really didn't do an aveira. He really ate a peheter. He really didn't do an aveira. So maybe when he understands that, no. Mikan ulahaba nesar, when the Bez and Yemos Rashiach changed their mind. But obviously, you can't allow have they can change the name of Mashiach. Aval mafreya lo. And his lashon again is right. Achilas and ha'isa beheter. Below of Arvira, and it was not an Arvira. What? No, mikan ve'ed, that's not a fair question, because the kingdom are just the taste that remains from the chaylev. Mikan ve'ed, look, you can't eat the chaylev.
No, but that's...
The kingdom are not l'mafreya. The kingdom are mikan l'haba. If you want, you could ask a more subtle question, such as, what if, you know, a man divorced his wife back then, al-menas that this chaylev was mutter? You know, will we then go back and say that, you know, all their descendants are Mamzerim? Maybe that would be a better enough. Because the kale is not a good enough gamina, because mikan al-haba, you can't eat it, so mikan al-haba, you also can't eat the taste of it. The kale or mikan al-haba. The question is, what if, you know, a man divorces his wife on the nas that this chaylev was mutter? Or you could have lots of other cases. Let's say it wasn't a shayla of chaylev, it was a shayla of orla, right? And a man was mikanish a woman with it. And but the glory also was last year was the Shavu Pruta, right? So then you could have, that would be a fascinating enough gemina. What would be in that case? The other enough gemina might be, and here it's not really enough gemina, it's just enough gemina hesber. The Chazon Ish comes to the conclusion, says the Chazon Ish. And why is this a fascinating philosophical question? The question really is, and I know it's subtle, is it that clearly there are rules of authority in halacha? Clearly there are rules of authority, right? You have to listen to this bez and not that bez, then clearly not everyone has to listen to like what they think is the truth now. There are rules of authority for you you have to listen to. That's clear. No one's going to tell me that, oh, the two options are just listen to whatever you think is the truth or listen to authority. Clearly you have to listen to authority in some circumstances at least. It's not hefker felt. But the question is, when Bez and Agadol says something and we listen to them, are they basically taking their best guess at figuring out what the halacha is written up in Shemayim, and we have to listen? We don't get to decide whose guess is most accurate. There are rules that tell us who we have to listen to. So is it that they're just trying to figure out the halacha as written up in Shemayim? Or is it that they're really... they're really creating the halacha by paskening. They actually do have some power to create the halacha by paskening this. If they change their mind, then maybe, you know, what they can be vata what they did, but if they didn't change their mind. So the Kobet Shurim assumes that's his deal. He says, no one says it was mutter l'mafreya, just that it is... It's all a technical question of authority of who you should have listened to. So the Kobet Shurim is assuming that no. There's one halacha up in Shemayim. we try to figure out the best we can. In the end, we decide it's usher. If it's usher, it was always usher. That's what we can't change. We can change which authority we believe. We can change whether there's Yerinus HaDoros or Aliyas HaDoros or Mashiach comes, etc. But the halacha can't change. There's a static halacha up in Shemayim. We just have rules of authority as to who we listen to determine it, because we don't can't like take a train to Shemayim and look in the book. However, it could be, and maybe this is what Chazanish is saying, and I'll bring a better raya sooner, because here I am, it's just a pshat of the lashon. Maybe what Chazanish is saying is that no. And here it would work out well if the Chazanish quoted before. It says, it's not a static halacha written up in heaven. You know, we write the halacha as we go on. Bez Din gets to write in the heavenly halacha book. Right? The Ketzos says, that, again, it's a little hard to pin it down. Zakdoma, he says, you know, when Hashem created the world and he decided to give the Torah to the human beings who are going to interpret it in their own way, it says that's what it means. The Medrash says he threw truth to the earth. He threw truth from the Shemayim to the earth. That's what it means. He gave the truth over to us instead of keeping it in Shemayim. So, it, you know, is Bezin Mevarer the Halacha? Or does Bezin create the Halacha? The simple shot is Bezin is Mevarer the Halacha. But it could be that Bez Din creates the halacha, in which case you'll say, when Bez Din Paskin's mutter, it was mutter. When Bez Din Paskin's usher, it was usher. Okay, so even though from now on it's usher, but Lamafreya, they can't usher it, because Lamafreya, that was the halacha. Whatever Bez Din says, the halacha. Right? There's a question is, how far do you take a parallel from the calendar? Right? We know in the calendar, right? We know. You know, we haven't had a fight like this for a while, but our cousin just had one a few weeks ago. Yeah. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, right? That what was the Maskon in the Mishnah? By we all know the Mishnah is in Rosh Hashanah. Atem afilu shogun afilu zem afilu mezina atem afilu butayim. Whatever Bezin says is Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. Whatever Bezin says is Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. And regardless of whether they're right or wrong, Hashem says whatever your kovei is written in the heavenly. The heavenly calendar, not whatever on Kovea or whatever the sky is Kovea. There's a famous Yerushalmi, Lokel Gomer Alai, that says that if Bezin decides to make a leap year or not a leap year, that changes nature in terms of how old someone is and what happens to them. Bezin, clearly, when it comes to the calendar, Hashem says, I'm not writing the calendar in heaven. I'm not letting the physics of the heavenly bodies write the calendar in heaven. You guys write the calendar in heaven. You know, whatever you write, that's what will be written there, and I'll follow it. Question is, what about, that's fine, the calendar. The calendar is a very particular inyan. Yeah. That has nothing to do with right, and it does have to do with right and wrong, but that's, a calendar is different than the whole Kol Torah Kula. How about Kol Torah Kula? So yeah, the Pashup shot is, no, Kol Torah Kula is all written up there in Shemayim. And we just have to try to figure it out the best we can, and then there are rules who to listen to. And it could be you're not Shami Diyaso, to the rules would have told you to listen to the wrong person at the time. The Bezin and Yom Shishiach knows better, but the rules would have told you to listen to your Bezin even if you knew what would happen in the days of Mashiach, because you don't have the right to decide who knows better. You only have the right to follow your Bezin. It's chutzpah for you to decide the Yom Shishiach Bezin knows better. Or you could say, maybe the Chazon Ish is arguing a second, that no, the Bezin writes in that rule book up in Shemayim. And if Bezin writes that rule book up in Shemayim, then obviously Mikan will have the Lasserim, given the taste of the Kalim, so that still exists Mikan will have, but Lamafreya, they will not. Okay, Nafkamina, forgetting the Kedushin. So just try to be very, very careful. Try to avoid any getting the Kedushin al Tanai or with an object that might have been recruited, depending on a potential halachic dispute, because then you could just get into all kinds of time travel paradoxes when the Mashiach comes, if one of these things happen. So try to stay safe. And the Nafkamina would be, I'm afraid, just get, let me take a great step.
Nafkamina for the Kibbutz Cherubim and the Chazon Ish, practically, does that mean that if the law of Arvera, there's no tshuva? In other words, would it be there's no korban. But what about tshuva? If the law of Arvera,
Interesting question. What about, would one have to do tshuva for such a thing? Now, unless you say one wouldn't have to do tshuva because one had a valid excuse. It's not so clear. Yeah, certainly for a Bal Musar, you know, we don't use excuses. You're right, that would be another Nafkamina. Would you say, like, I did something wrong and you'd have to have some tikkun for that? Or would you say, no, there's no tikkun necessary whatsoever? Okay, we'll come back to that next time. So I just want to point out that what does the Chazon Ish say based on this? What does the Chazon Ish say say based on this. Based on this, he says, again, it's not necessarily machlokes in din. It might just be machlokes in hesber, although it also is an issue in din later on, where he says, therefore, says the Chazon Ish, therefore, if a future Bezdin changes their mind, not changes their mind, it wasn't their mind, right? If a future Bezdin says usher, there's no par helim dover. If a future Bezdin says usher, there's no par helim dover. Why is there not par helim dover? You could have just said, it's a technicality. If the same Bezdin didn't say one thing and then say the other thing, you don't meet the technical requirements for par helim dover. But that's not... that's what he says. If a future Bezdin says usher, there's no par helim dover, because you didn't do anything wrong, because Achilasim was better, right? Because they were now, what's this kiddush? Not because the achila was beheter, right? Again, not shav midiyaso. Paralim dover, there's no issue of shav midiyaso. Of course, every paralim dover is shav midiyaso. Bezin made the mistake. If they realize they made the mistake, they don't need to know what any other bezin says.
Then each individual has to bring a korban, so you can't.
What?
Then each individual has to bring a korban. You can't say that there's not.
If a later bezin changed their mind, then each individual, no, does not have to bring a korban because he wasn't shav midiyaso.
What about this
bezin? Because...
What about this bezin itself?
There's no aveira. What?
I mean, what about this bezin itself? Also, meaning when it comes to this bezin, so the person only has to follow what this bezin said. So why does it matter if they themselves change their mind?
Why does it matter if they themselves change their mind? Okay, because they themselves... apparently do have the power to be totally mevatel what they said. If they themselves changed their mind, then that wasn't their real opinion, that wasn't a... If they themselves changed their mind, that doesn't create the halacha. Okay, you'll say that's a chiddush. So then I want to go on to one last point. Here is the... Yosef's asking a good question. He says, hold on a second. If Bezin themselves changed their mind, then they do it from the karban. I don't know if that is classic parallel and Darshal Sibra, right? If Bezin themselves change their mind, they do it through a karban. Same for that shows they didn't really write anything in the heavenly halacha books. And then I want to be nidchak and say, no, if they themselves change their mind, then they're saying that that wasn't really our psak and they're sort of a vatalit. But you're also saying that's dachot. So I think what's even more fascinating is, and I'll tell you something that happened to me my whole life, and that happened to me earlier this week. When I was a kid, I was like in YU, everyone used to love arguing over philosophy of halacha all the time. And the civil Dane argued, is Bezdin just mevarer the pre-existing heavenly halacha books, or is Bezdin creating the halacha? And then someone got up and said, okay, this is a stupid argument. Obviously, there's a pre-existing halacha book written up at Shemayim, Bezdin just trying to take their best guess, because Parhel and Darshal Tzibur, Bezdin makes a mistake. We don't say the mistake is valid. We say if they realize the mistake, they have to change their mind. And even though the Gur Sari said, well, if a later Bezin changes their mind, you know, then they don't have to bring Parham Dover Shaltzibur, or Karmin Yachid for that matter, Yosef Stein, that just might be a technical reason of Shav Gidiyaso, of like technical, who you should have listened to at the time, and even the Chazon Ish maybe really means that, even though, you know, that's not the exact words he used. But how about the same Bezin? Why does the same Bezdin have to bring a karban if they realize they made a mistake? Why not just say what they said was valid Tuesday, and on Wednesday they changed their mind, it was still valid on Tuesday, right? That's Yosef's question?
Yeah, I think it's stronger when you ask it from the perspective of the Yachid, who had a mitzvah, as he said, as Pasher, Ruha, right? From his perspective, he didn't do anything.
Okay. So, okay, I'm going to hold that thought for a moment, one shear or two. But here's the interesting question. Says the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is something wild in the beginning. So basically, I always thought that really you have to be akri on the side that Bezin is mevarer halacha and they don't create the halacha because of Parlam Darshal Tzibur. After all, if Bezin in 2019 says something's mutter, and in 2020, or 5, 7, 7, 8, 5, 7, 8, 0, I mean, changed their mind and says usher, then they have to bring a carbon because someone did something wrong. And the Yosef points out each Yosef does. But if you look at the Chazon Ish in the beginning, what does he say? The one on the sheet, the first Chazon Ish here in Hori Yosef, says, Yesh l'ayin, sh'netok bez de mishikla das v'chazor v'hen, ima v'yin karbon. Do they have to bring a carbon if they're mistaken for shikla das? Kemen sh'vashah sh'achlu chala rasam. Because at the time they ate, their hurrah was valid. It's not a total mistake. Sure, Tavu Shikol Das ain't no closer. Didn't mean to say, because in Didi Mamas, the din is not retracted. When he took the Kamal Haba, granted, again, he's the Slosha, from now on they change their mind. But it wasn't Usher. What is he saying? He's saying that it could be the difference between Shikol Das and Dvar Mishnah is that. Let's just ask the same question here. Tos b'shikla das. Why? why? Wouldn't we listen if we knew there would be a chazara? Why wouldn't we listen if we knew there would be a chazara? And so one option is, and this is what Rav Chanan says, he says very clearly, he's actually talking about this pshat, this is his pshat, he says, because it is wrong, lima freya, he's very clear, but, it is wrong, lima freya, but, but it's not shav midi also because the psak had authority at the time. Okay, that's what he says. Yeah, it is wrong, I'm afraid. Loyim Elson afraid was wrong. Tosbid Var Mishnah is wrong. Tosbid Shigal Das is wrong. The only difference is a Tosbid Var Mishnah was wrong and didn't have authority at the time. Loyim Elson had no authority. Tosfos Shigul Das was wrong and had authority. However, the Chazon Ish, I think, is very clear here. Says the Chazon Ish, he's not talking about this case. He's talking about Ram Dover. What does the Chazon Ish say? He says that there's a Tosfos Shigul Das, Eino Choser, indeed, in Bominus, we can't be Mavatalit, and Choser Mikan Lahaba. Mikan Lahaba, he changed it, but it's not a Chilas Isser. Because Mikan Ulahaba, it's Nesar. But lemafreya, it's not achilas iser. Okay, a little hard to read. Said mikan lahaba nesar lemafreya, not achilas iser. He's saying lemafreya, there's no iser if it's a tos b'shigul das. Why? Because tos b'shigul das is valid. And he says the same nafkmina. He says, and therefore, if bez did his morer b'shigul das and changed their mind, there's no chiyav par helim dover. There's no chiyav par helim dover shel tzibur. For what they said wrong at the time, even the same peasant. It's not only if a later peasant changed their mind, even the same peasant. There's no chiyuv parhelim dover shel tzibur. So, you know what? I need someone to get the board for you. Who's in charge of taking the board? Hi. And then we'll conclude this discussion.
So does that mean that they would have to be, the individuals would have to bring korbanos?
No, because they also didn't do anything wrong.
Because of Shem Midi also.
Or because they pushed didn't do anything wrong. So let me just review this for 1 second. Sorry. Let me just ask 1 second. If we have the sock of Bezdin, is that only a guess, right? Is the Psak of Bezdin only an attempted beaver of the halacha? They're attempting to be mevarer of the halacha that's kayemis. They're trying to be mevarer the existing halacha, or is it a that creates the halacha when they paskin? Are they attempting to invite the halacha, or did they create the halacha? Okay, we'll have more in the next course. You will have more course about this. Or are they creating the halacha? What are they doing? So,
Let's ask a Yomo.
Is there a third possibility?
Which is?
A Magder from existing spectrum of possibilities that exist in
Shemayim? Yes, but I'll throw that into the creating halacha for now. Although there's a Kliyakar in the next sheet like that. So you're mechab into it. Very good. So the Nafkamina is very simple. Let's start with the Nafkamina of what about a... What about a yachid? Arson, right? A yachid who follows them. What's the status of a yachid who follows them? When they said, right? Before a yachid who follows them. Va'achar kach. Yachid Shesamach. I apologize. Ve'achal ve'achar kach chazru bezdin ve'asru. Right, which is where we started with the whole question of the Gvuras Ari of Shav Midyaso and Eino Shav Midyaso, the Sugin Yoma. Let's see, even better. I apologize.
That's right, bring it.
The Sugya in Yoma, Dav Peyon Aleph, Potter Mi Karbon. Right? This guy is Potter from the Karbon if he ate the Chalev, if he ate the Chalev, right? He ate Pachas Mi Kashir. Later they said Hitak ate more than a shear. Right? Potter mi karbon. Im achal pachos mi kashir. Bishogeg. Ve'achar kach. Chazru ve'kavu. Shehaya kashir. Right? She'achal kashir. Right, he ate, it was less than a shear, and then when Mashiach came, they changed their mind. Why is he potter? It's clear that he's potter in that Gemara. Right, why is he potter in that Gemara? So, the simple way of reading this Gemara, and this is the way the Kobe Shurim understands very explicitly, is, says the Kobe Shurim, says, Asa Isser Lo Afreya. He clearly did an Isser Lo Afreya. Aval potter Mishom. Ilu yada az lohaya shav midiaso. Yeah, of course he didn't have Irlam Afreya. But technically the Torah shav midiaso. Why? Because there is no way that you could have told him he didn't have Irlam. Because even if you had told him what would happen, he would still have followed the authority of this psak, even if you had told him that a different bezin would, or they would have a different shikol das, he would have said, okay, but I have to follow my bezin. And even if you had told him a different bezin would change their mind, he would have said, lo hayashav midyaso kevan delo haya he wouldn't yashav midyaso kevan De Hayalo Lishnoa Libezden Shaviyamov. Right. Okay, the other option is what the Chazon Ish sounds like. What does the Chazon Ish sound like? He sounds like it was, what's his Lashon? His Lashon about the Gorin Yoma is Achiloson Haisa Beheter. V'shas achila halacha kebez din ha harishon. Paisav deheter v'rak nesar mikan ulahaba. So the Chazon Ish might have a different attitude towards halacha than the Kobach Urim, etc. And where this really comes up as an afkamina is, how about the following question? What about if, let's ask this question, par helem davar im bezden echad hiter u bezden acher what if one bezden was matur and the next bezden was aser? What do they bring a par helem davar? Says the Chazon Ish hotter not for a technical reason Mishum she achilasan haisa beheter vehalacha haya kemosan beshatan. Okay, they are potter because that was the valid halacha in their days. That was the valid halacha in their days. What would otherwise we'd say? You might say maybe potter. Mishum Tnai Bedine Chiyuv HaKarban. Okay. Or let's say a little better. Ulai Potter Mishum Gzeiras HaKasav. Or maybe Chaya, we'll see, it's really not so posh. Okay, you could say Zixeras HaKasav, they're Pater, but not the same thing. But you wouldn't say they're Pater be Karom. But the most interesting case is this. And this is, what about the following case? What about Har Helim Dovar? In Bezdin Atzman Chazru Bahem, which is the classic case. In Bezdin Ta'u B'Shikul Hada'as. Bezdin made a toss b'shikol das and chazru b'hem, which is you would imagine the classic case of parham dovar shel tzibur. What are the odds this Sanhedrin made a mistake and she go? Okay, give me a second. So, what I think everyone assumed. Okay, the stima of all the poskim, right? Stima sa poskim is that they are chayav. Why are they chayav a parham dovar shel tzibur? Because they tried to figure out the halacha, they got it wrong. When they realized they got it wrong, they have to bring a carbon. Okay, if another bezin realized they got it wrong, they might have a technical p'tur because you need the same people to be involved. But, and also it would be a little funny, why the other bezin have to bring a carbon for what the first bezin did? Okay, then the bezin brings the carbon to the tzibur. Yeah, we'll get to it. Okay, don't worry, we'll spend a lot of time on that. So Stima Zavoskin is chayav. Really what that proves is if this Bezdin this year says Mutter and next year says Usser, that basically proves, as Yosef was pointing out, that they're just trying to revire the pre-existing heavenly halacha, and if they got it wrong, they got it wrong. However, the says the Chazon Ish, this is tremendous. To me, this was one of the big, probably the biggest chiddush I've seen in all year, this Chazon Ish. I mean, it's chiddush, somewhat subjective, depends if you knew it already. But I never learned the Chazon Ish in Horus before. That's what your summer's meant for. So the Chazon Ish says, no, if they were told b'shikol das, they're pot from Har Helem Dover. Why are they pot from Har Helem Dover? Because their hara was chal. And it wasn't a chilas iser. Potter, mishum, shaha hara chala, ve'en kan achilas iser. That's a tremendous chiddush of the Chazon Ish. If they're told with our Mishnah, there's a limit. No one's going to say told with our Mishnah is a valid halacha. How can we valid halacha with the told with our Mishnah? That's just a stupid mistake. Okay, not a stupid darshan, stupid modigal. A stupid mistake, there has to be a limit, right? Meaning, if you make a pashut mistake, you're just a pashut error, 100% error, then that's an error. You don't have, no one says Bezin has unlimited power to do whatever they want to reform. Right? We're not doing reform. We're talking about Tos v'Shikol HaDas. You could validly make arguments either way. And in the end, we see that one way is more mistaver than the other way. Right? So says Chazon Ish, okay, when they passed it was Mutter, it was Mutter. When they passed it was Usher, it was an Usher. There's no Isser Heter going on here. It was a valid Horah. Why do they have to bring the carpet? They don't bring the carpet. They didn't do anything wrong. This is a big Chiddush. He restricts the entire part of the Dov Shal Tzibur to a Ta'os Bidvar Mishnah. Now, Abel argues with me. He says, what's more the Pashup Shat? You know, I think it doesn't sound like this from everyone but the Chazon Ish. So I would have said, no, some of the more Pashup Shat is that, of course, they're Chayav B'Shikol HaDas.
What are the odds that Bezdin HaGadol will be told Ramish in the first place? But Stama, they don't, they're not stupid. They're Bezdin HaGadol. Stama, they don't be told Shikol HaDas. And Abel say back to me, no, Adarabba. The odds are they're more likely to be in Karma for Dvar Mishnah. Because if they were told Dvar Mishnah, someone might point it out to them, they'll realize. If they were told Shikol HaDas, why would they ever change their mind to Bechlal?
That's not what happened.
Okay, what were you going to say?
All the examples in the Masechet are things that are a toast to Dvar Mishnah.
That's interesting. Whenever they bring examples, they say, oh, they didn't know this drusha, they didn't know that drusha, yeah, which are Dvar Mishnahs.
Oh.
Unless you say it's theoretically when they were first making those drushas, that was Shikol HaDas. Okay, fair enough. So, anyway, that's a tremendous chiddush of the Chazon Ish. And according to the Chazon Ish, really, there's really nothing wrong with following, there's really nothing wrong with it being mutter or usser, as long as we're in the realm of Shikol HaDas, and it's not missing out on Dvar Mishnah. And I don't know, even nowadays, I remember Rabbi Yashiv, you expect him to ever make a toss with Dvar Mishnah? Obviously, I'm not, and there's some people who think everything he said was always right. Okay, we're not going to go that far. Obviously, he was right sometimes, he was wrong sometimes. But you think he would ever make a mistake in Dvar Mishnah? I'd bet you a lot of money. Would he make a mistake in Shikol HaDas? Mistama, maybe. I don't have the Das to be a varer, but okay. Someday, yeah, you look back at what Rope Poskim say, you'll say he made a mistake in Shikol HaDas. But I don't know. He would never have made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah. So, you're saying that the Bezdin HaGadol would have made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah? Okay, but maybe.
Example in the Gemara.
Yeah, well, according to the Rach. Okay, so this is a very, very, very fundamental machlokas. Yes. Meaning in a total Shikol HaDas, given that we don't have Eliyahu Navi, you know, who knows what? Meaning it could go back and forth forever. It could go back, unless you have Eliyahu Navi, it could go back and forth forever.
They're not committed that based on the spoiler, but then they will chazar and chazara. So if it's birach lacha feyemen, so it's over the last 10 years. If it's chovei lacha, they will chovei lacha in the middle. The opposite.
That is a meaning. What if they're chazar from isser to heter? You're saying
no.
Are they chazar heter isser heter? Yeah. Is there validity? What was in the middle? Okay, you have to think about nafkamina of that. Practically.
That case happened.
I mean, if they change their mind before they brought the carbon, are they chayv the carbon or not? Fascinating. Okay, I have to think about that a little more. Okay, Lemaisa, let's just cause what we've seen so far. Ooh, it's late. Okay, so let us not. So we've seen a number of answers to the stira, and we're not sure what the answer to the stira, just trying to technically figure out what the guy would have done based on the rules, whether he shall be the usher or not, but they're not dealing with whether it's right or wrong with a freya. You know, are these all just what would have happened? Or are they really arguing about, you know, lima freya, what was the halacha, what was not the halacha? You know, does Bezdin mevara the halacha, or is Bezdin, or does Bezdin create the halacha? Okay, we'll have to stop now because I apologize, the hour is late. I want to continue, I mean, there's a few technical lines of Gemara, which we didn't get to, and continue on this train of thought for one more shir, and then we're going to get back to the more sort of krisas, chatas aspects of this. If anyone wants to volunteer to pass out the makoros for the next year, okay, or wants to be volunteers, next time we're going to talk about another application of this sort of general philosophy of halacha question. What about if someone actually knows better than the best did? Should they listen to the best did? Should they listen to themselves? That's going on to Amud Bet. To Mitzvah Shmuel and Brecha Chameh. Basically, our main topic next time will be, after we get through a few lines of Gemara, is should one always listen to the rabbis, or should one listen to the truth? Should one listen to one's own head? Okay, we all think that we know which is the orthodox approach, but we'll see that it's not so pashut, so we'll pick up with that against Hashem next time. Have a great Shabbos.
That the case where you purposely
Yeah. 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 Yeah.